Hello.
Hello, my name is Kyle, returning call back from customer support. How can I help you today?
Yeah, Carol, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I had done a survey thing, and it was portrayed as doing a survey and receiving a Dutch oven, and it turned out to be something other than that.
Okay.
Entering a entering a contest giveaway thing, and so when I thought I was paying for shipping and handling, it was actually just entry into a lottery. I would like to withdraw from that.
I'm
See
sorry, I
what you
couldn't
can
hear the
do.
last part, sir.
Oh, the last part was when I paying for it, I'm thinking of shipping and handling, and it was actually entering into a lottery, and it wasn't mentioned, and there was no mention of lottery at that point until after. And then, so I need to cancel that.
Okay, what's your zip code, please, sir?
08034.
What's your first and last name, please?
It's under my wife's name, or Deborah, Debra. Last name is KORNBLUTH.
Okay, thank you for that. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address, please?
370 Crescent, Kresson Road. That's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please.
You have an order number, if that would help.
I just had to wait for my system to load, sir. I have your wife,
Okay, no
you guys
problem.
pulled up, sir.
Okay.
You said you wanted to cancel, sir. You didn't know she was going to be in that lottery.
Right. There was no mention of lottery. It was answer a survey and pay for shipping and handling for the Dutch oven, and then after it paid for the what I thought was shipping and handling, I spread the terms and the terms, and it said thank you for entering the lottery. For being chosen to enter a lottery, and then we're going to charge your card $56 every month. And I was like, that's not what I, that wasn't at all what it appeared to be. So,
Okay. And when did you do this today, sir?
this was within the last hour and a half.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I called, it was on hold for half an hour, and then thank you for calling back.
You're welcome. Yes, sir. From my understanding, you want to cancel, sir. I have canceled you, sir. Would you like to write down your cancellation number?
Yeah, one moment, please. Right, go ahead.
C as in Charlie.
You said D, dog D, or?
C as in Charlie.
C, okay.
Yes, sir. Two C's too.
C, 232.
No, sir. C as in Charlie. Two C's too.
262.
Yes, sir. 647.
647.
698.
698.
Yes, sir.
So that's the whole number. That's C as in Charlie, 262-647-698.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you. What was your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Kara.
As in C-A-R-A, Kara?
K-Y-R-A, Kyra.
K-Y-R-A.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help. But is it, do you get these calls much, or do you know what I'm referring to when I'm my description of what happened, or?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you, sir.
Oh, no. Ask whether you get these calls much, or are you aware of what I was describing?
Yes, I was aware of your scrying, sir. It was basically like a sweepstakes entry, sir. You enter to win, sir. You have like a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. If you don't win, sir, they will try to charge you for the membership after so many days.
Okay. All right. Well, you're aware. Thanks for canceling my subscription then. All right, Karen?
You're more than welcome, sir.
Yeah, you have a great day, Ann.
You too, also. Thank you, Conn. Have a great day.
Right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.